This week in high school sports recaps wrestling finals from two locations as 56 individual wrestlers and four teams were crowned champions. Hello, I'm John Ross and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The team wrestling finals were held at Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo on Tuesday, March 30th, and four teams, one in each division, took home the championship trophy. In Division 1, Davison knocked off Detroit Catholic Central 29-24, avenging last year's loss to the Shamrocks in the finals. This was Davison's first team wrestling championship since 2006, although they've made the finals five times since then. In Division 2, stop me if you've heard this before, Lowell is your team wrestling champion. This is the Red Arrows' eighth straight team wrestling title. Yes, eight in a row. That's an MHSAA team wrestling finals record. Lowell beat Goodrich 59-7 in the championship match. Dundee is halfway to Lowell's mark. The Vikings won their fourth straight championship in Division 3, beating Whitehall 55-17. It's Dundee's 13th overall title, and the program has advanced to the finals every year since 2007. And finishing in Division 4, Clinton topped New Lothrop 55-9, claiming its second straight team wrestling title. For more on the team wrestling championships, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
It's hard to go to a basketball game and not sit near other fans who are yelling about the officials not calling 3 seconds. The 3-second rule is one of the most misunderstood rules in the game of basketball. The purpose and philosophy of the rule is to not allow a player who is significantly taller than his or her opponent to camp out in the middle of the lane and create an unfair advantage. The 3-second count is in effect whenever an offensive player has at least 1 foot in the lane and when their team is in possession of the ball. That count stops as soon as a try, a shot, is attempted or a try is imminent. And the count cannot start again until there is control of the rebound. Keep this in mind that the next game you attend.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. The individual wrestling championships were held at both Wings Event Center and Van Andel Arena, giving each division the stage all to itself for a day. You can read about all the winners on secondhalf.mhsaa.com, but two among the 56 winners stood out. First, Stoney Buell, who became the state's 29th four-time champion. The senior from Dundee won a Division III individual title at 189 pounds. He had previously won titles at 135, 152, and 160 pounds. On top of that, Buell joined two others in history as four-time individual winners who were also a part of four team MHSAA championships. Buell will be wrestling at Purdue next year.
Just beyond grateful that we even got to be here right now. A huge crowd at Queens Event Center, and just support of wrestling for allowing me to be able to wrestle right now and being able to do it with the team that makes me better every day, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
And the second to highlight, Alex Facundo. One day after Buell won his fourth individual title, Facundo joined him, becoming the state's 30th member of the four championships club. Facundo captured a Division I 171-pound title. He had previously won at 152, 160, and another at 171, as he ends his career with 132 victories and just 2 defeats. Facundo is also joining a Big Ten wrestling program next year. He'll be at Penn State.
This week's been, I think, the best moment, or the best week of my high school career.
Okay.
You know, not only winning a fourth, but winning a team state title that we haven't won in 15 years. And so that's just special, you know, that's never going to leave us. It's never going to leave, you know, my name. You know, they're going to hear four-timer, but they're also going to hear the 2021 Davison wrestling team.
For more on all of our champions, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross.